Petersfield's Shine Radio. Skywatch, your monthly guide to night sky events above Petersfield. Here's Claire Venice.
Hello and welcome to Skywatch for July. This month, we start with a question you've probably never been asked before. Have you ever seen the moon inside a teapot? Yes, you heard that right, the moon inside a teapot. July through August is the best time to take a look at the constellation of Sagittarius, the archer, depicted as the mythological half-man, half-horse centaur. Sagittarius is a southern hemisphere constellation, so we never get to see the full star pattern from the petersphere. But during northern summer, the archer rises just far enough above the horizon for us to observe the teapot asterism at its centre. To find the celestial teapot, you'll need to view down to the southern horizon, ideally from a high vantage point like the Butser Hill area or otherwise down by the coast. You're unlikely to see anything from town because no part of Sagittarius ever rises beyond about 20 degrees above the petersphere horizon. First, take a look toward the south during late evening for the prominent summer triangle asterism, marked by three bright stars called Altair, Deneb, and Vega. The brightest of the three is Vega, marking the right-hand vertex of the triangle. Directly beneath Vega and just above the horizon is the teapot asterism. From the 19th to the 20th of July, the waxing moon glides from west to east through the teapot, and on the 19th appears inside it. If you're away from light pollution, you'll be able to see the Milky Way just to the right, looking like steam coming out of the spout. The Milky Way is at its brightest in Sagittarius, for there is the centre of the vast island of some 200 billion stars that make up our home galaxy. At its heart is a supermassive black hole, with the matter-of-fact name of Sagittarius A star, estimated to be around 4 million times the mass of our Sun. It's impossible to see a black hole because its intense gravity won't allow even light to escape, but you can still see where it's located. Sagittarius A star is about 5 degrees to the right of the teapot's spout. As a rough guide, 5 degrees on the sky is more or less 3 fingers width when held at arm's length. The moon helps out too on the 18th of July when it appears in the same part of the sky as Sagittarius A star. You'll be looking at the central part of our galaxy with its monstrous black hole lurking within. If you're outside of town in the surrounding dark sky reserve, you should be able to get good observations of the Milky Way, arching up from the southern horizon right across the sky to the northern horizon. By eye, the Milky Way looks like a faint, irregular band of cloud, but through binoculars or a telescope, resolves into myriads of stars. In ideal conditions, you can just about see a dark lane within the Milky Way, stretching from the summer triangle down to Sagittarius. This feature is the Great Rift, massive clouds of dark galactic dust lying between Earth and the interior of the Milky Way. Turning to the moon and planets now, and the past few months have been sparse for planetary observations in the petersphere. Matters are starting to improve, but it'll be necessary to be out in the pre-dawn hours throughout July when Saturn, Mars and Jupiter will be visible low in the east before sunrise. The end of July sees an impressive early morning gathering in the heavens. Starting on the 24th, the waning crescent moon will appear next to Saturn. During the following days, our nearest neighbour in space glides eastward until on the 30th it joins Mars, Jupiter and the lovely Pleiades star cluster. Finally, a couple of things associated with the Sun. That might sound odd, mentioning the Sun in connection with night sky observations, but after dark, our local star sometimes gives us northern lights and at this time of year, noctilucent clouds. July is the second half of noctilucent cloud season, so we still have a month to catch sight of these ethereal glowing clouds over in the northwest after sunset, moving around to northeast before dawn. Meanwhile, with solar activity remaining high, chances are good for more performances of the Northern Lights. As ever, there'll be plenty more to look out for as we progress through the year. Until then, clear skies and happy stargazing.
Shine Radio Skywatch is written by Jeff Burt and read from Under the Dark Skies of Langrish by Claire Venice. Hear all our dark sky guides at shineradio.uk. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.